And it is 6:44, 32 degrees in West Bend. Time now for our WIBD radio homeroom. And we have Jack and Taylor from Slinger High School in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So roads weren't too bad?
Roads are pretty, yeah, they were fine this morning.
Some little, you said a little slippery spots in probably the parking lot out here was probably worse.
Jack always went down.
Yeah, that's kind of how that goes. And should have warned you about that.
It's all right.
But anyway, you guys both had a good Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, I did.
Enjoyed the break?
A long break, yeah. A little longer this year.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. So now here we are, mid-January. Must be close to end of the semester, right?
Yes. Next week is finals.
Uh-huh. Big exam week, yeah.
Yeah.
Feels weird. It's like last official exam week, because then the last one for the school is kind of just during class periods, like normal for seniors.
Right.
But then this is like our last like actual final exam in high school.
So a little nostalgic.
Yeah, I don't mind it though.
Yeah, I'm good. Get it over and done with.
You guys are ready to be out of there, aren't you?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm just kind of getting that idea. So, had a little weather interference with some recent activities, too.
We did. Yeah. On last Saturday was supposed to be our DECA competition, our district DECA competition, and all the districts across the state canceled. And I think there might have been a few that rescheduled, but unfortunately ours wasn't. So one of the portions of the competition is a business test. So we took that in school. So that's kind of what they're basing off, who's going to state. So it kind of sucks, but we're still having plenty of people going to state. Probably like 20 people go to state.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, really good.
Big group of people.
And also the big jazz fest got
canceled. I know the kids were bummed when talking to them, but they did go in and do the workshop that they were supposed to the morning of, and they said that was really exciting to work with.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So what else is going on?
Basketball at the high school. Boys and girls are doing pretty well. Boys are actually 8-1 and 7-1 in conference. They're, I think, tied for first with Whitefish Bay. And then we play Whitefish Bay on Friday, so that'll be going to be a really big game.
Okay.
Girls are doing well. Girls are 9-3 overall, 7-2 in conference, so they're tied for second with West Bend West right now.
Okay.
Yep. I think there's a game tonight at home against KML.
Okay.
So that'll be a good game.
All right. What else is going on?
Well, our ski team, boys and girls, are doing really well. They're dominating the conference. They were just at a meet over last week, and they, boys varsity and JV, took first, and the girls placed second overall as well, and they're just doing a great job. They have a good team, and they, from the pictures, they look like they get along very well. So
I think it'd be a fun team to be on, don't you think?
I think so. If I knew how to ski.
If you knew, that would be a big factor, too.
Yeah.
Our foreign exchange student actually is on the snowboarding team this year. This is his first time ever snowboarding is on the snowboarding team.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Where's the exchange student? Where's he from?
Thailand.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. What else is happening?
Wrestling is doing really well. One of our student council members is on wrestling, and he's actually ranked number one in the state for his weight class. I think it's like 120, maybe.
Oh.
Somewhere around there. Yeah, okay. That's pretty impressive. I think his brother was the one that went to...
I can't think.
Well, he went to play D1, went to wrestle D1. Yeah, so now he's kind of following his footsteps. But,
okay.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Cool.
A little bit. I know that the academic decathlon, they're going to state. They qualified for state, which is really exciting.
Okay. All right. What else?
Our hockey teams are doing well. We actually have a girl. Well, we don't have a girls' hockey team, but they play through, I think it's Lakeshore Lightning.
Okay.
And then the guys are through the West Bend Ice Bears.
Okay.
So I think the teams are doing all right this year. I don't know if it's the best year, but
yeah,
still think it's cool that we have two teams for that.
Yeah. Student Council had a busy December. You did a couple of events, right?
Oh, yeah. We had a few events. We had our Santa Sitters where we babysit some kids and hang out with them all day. And then we had our Senior Citizen Dinner as well. And that's always a favorite, I feel like, from our council, bringing in the community and feeding them dinner and talking with them, just engaging with them.
Yeah.
It's a really nice experience.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Let's see. Our outdoors club.
Mm, yeah.
I think that was started like last year, two years ago.
Yeah, it was like last year or something.
And they just took first in a fishing tournament in somewhere that I can't pronounce. Waiwega?
Waiwega?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
It took a first place in a high school fishing tournament up there.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a high school fishing tournament.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Wisconsin, man.
Who knew?
Wisconsin.
I guess.
You know.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Where are we at with colleges?
I heard back from Madison. I got into the business school.
All right.
Yep. And then I should hear from North Carolina in a few days here.
Okay.
And then Duke will be not until March.
So you're waiting, but you're good.
I'm good. I'm in one.
Yeah.
In
one. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I thought I knew where I was going at first, but then I found out about a program at Indiana University. So now I'm applying there. So if I get in there, my route to college might be a little bit different.
Wow.
So we'll see.
All right. Yeah. Interesting. What kind of program?
The adaptive learning program.
Oh.
Over there. Yeah.
So, okay.
We'll see. I mean, lacrosse. I would go to lacrosse as well, but. Their programs are so different, like the caliber of both are so different. So we'll see. If I make it in, I make it in.
Yeah. It looks like Andrew Carlton, looks like our Kewaskum reporter, is going to lacrosse.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So he's kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
And lacrosse is a beautiful city.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. So, oh, my goodness.
But that's not as much fun as Madison. But it's a beautiful city on the river, right?
Yeah. Yes. Right.
So what else is happening?
Let's see. I'm going to the basketball game tonight in Madison, actually.
Are you going to Madison?
Yeah.
You're not going to Fiserv Forum to try to get into that confusion.
No, I'm not.
Say. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Who do the Badgers play tonight?
I think Maryland.
Oh, yeah, that's
ranked.
Right. That's right.
Pretty high.
Terrapins are like 17th or
that's,
something,
yeah,
I think.
Which is, that'll be a tough game for Madison. But
they do all right sometimes in the tougher games.
Yeah, we play to our competition half the time. We lose to some easy teams, and then we beat the hard teams.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right. So, what else? Taylor, you got anything exciting coming up?
I don't think so.
Did your student council do anything for Valentine's Day or anything?
Oh, man.
We have like this paper cutter kind of thing. We cut out hearts, except we cut out hearts for every single locker in the entire school.
Okay.
So we're in the process of cutting out and writing little like messages on hearts, and it's like 1,000 and what?
Yeah, 100 or something. It's a lot of hearts. So we have to start now make sure that they're done.
Because we're a month away from Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So yep. Start cutting the hearts.
So everybody gets one? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah. Some people kind of like mess with them, put them all over the school, put them on one locker.
Put them on people.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a fun kind of tradition.
Yeah,
it
is. Fun.
It's been fun the past few years. We had Evan Severs. He actually started writing his phone number on a few of them, and he would get texts from people. Like it was a good time.
Yeah. Have you heard from Evan? How's he doing at the Air Force Academy?
I'm not sure. I saw him just passing by in the hallway. He stopped by in school the other day.
Yeah.
Just to say hi.
I think he's thriving.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
I'm sure he is. He's pretty adaptable, capable young man.
Oh, yes.
He's the best.
With no more blue hair. I'm thinking they don't allow the blue hair.
Maybe not.
Shaved right there.
Maybe not.
But all right. Do we cover everything?
I think so.
All right. End of the semester, you said, coming up. Finals next week. I think West Bend starts finals today.
Yeah, they do, I thought, in Hartford or something. There's two schools that are doing their finals this week.
Yeah, so it'll be nice. And then you get, a day off next week?
Yeah, next week Friday, yeah.
All right.
A little three-day weekend.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, very nice.
So, all right. Well, hey, thanks for coming in.
Thank
you. Of course, thank you.
Good to see you guys, and we'll see you in February, I guess. Mm-hmm. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470, our Slinger High School radio homeroom with Taylor and Jack.